Welcome to Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Sharing with you our ancestors' traditional knowledge of medicinal plants, we give thanks to our ancestors and our elders for the gifts that we are given, and with many thanks and our respect to Mother Earth, who continues to enrich our lives with vital medicines, plants, food, and water that are much needed by our bodies. Today, we're going to talk about basket weaving and all the traditional plants that our ancestors used to create these baskets, and also what we use these baskets for. Looking at the beauty of our culture, I see so many different types of baskets, and I've seen so many baskets made from different things and weaved different ways, and I'm made for different things. Like, I kind of sound like I'm crazy, but it's amazing because we have so much things in our woods and nature that can help us build everything that we need. And so what we're going to look at is some coiled, some wood splint, and some sweetgrass, and all these basket forms that there's actually, once in a while, I see classes come through that are teaching us how to basket weave and the different techniques that we can follow from our ancestors, basket makers, through all the different generations and centuries of weaving traditions. And so we'll take a kind of look, and while I'm chatting with you, we'll look at the different things that were made, why they were made. One basket that we're looking at is the coil basket. And from different regions and various styles of different construction, and depending on the materials, all these baskets are different. But what they have in common was the coil. And what type of stitch they use to fasten all these, interlock these coils together, because it was flexible. And when you look at these baskets, it's like when we have the coils, and they're pretty thick baskets, and they're all weaved around a coil. And then the coil is made into a circle, and that's what it looks like. It's like, it's almost like, God, it's like, it looks like you'd have a rope with a lot of twine around it, is what it kind of resembles. But they built these, and they began with a flat disc of bark or wood, and then the coil is spiraled outward and upward, placed on top of the coil in previous rounds and fastened together through some stitching materials. And sinew was used with that. And that's kind of the coil ones. And if you've seen them, you'd recognize these coil baskets, because they're really thick and they're durable. They're fantastic. And they look wonderful. What about wood split baskets? Now, these wood split baskets are made with different types of material and different ways. But what is clear is that what these split wood baskets are made with, and made inside wigwams, and these baskets were used instead of shelves to store food and the supplies. And they're so beautiful because they're like it says, wood split baskets. And these baskets are made from wood splints. And the Swedes originally made these as well, and the Iroquois also made these. And the materials were birch bark, cattail, corn husk, sweet grass, dog bane, cedar bark, too. And so, and what these baskets look like, because you can't see what I'm looking at, they are square, and they literally are just wisps of corn husk or the cattail leaves, and it really intertwined, like woven together, and makes a nice square, a nice sturdy box. It's wonderful. It's amazing the things that we can make with our nature. But let's move on because I run out of time while I'm talking. We got the sweetgrass baskets, which are just absolutely gorgeous. I had a sweetgrass basket, and now that I'm thinking about it, I don't know what happened to it because it was wonderful. I love that basket. I carried all my medicines in there too, and any of the herbs I used to go and gather from the woods, I'd put them in my sweet fern basket. And just as you say, interwoven together, sweetgrass you can make into the braid, as we know. And this plant is found growing wild and wet in the meadows and low prairies. It grows up to about 2 feet tall. And when we harvest it in late June or early July. And you can always smell sweetgrass, can't you, when you're driving by and you can smell it, but you can never find it? Well, when you do find it, you can make yourself a basket, because a sweetgrass basket is just beautiful, beautiful work. And any shape that you want to build this basket, you can. Some people had the sweet fern baskets, and they also put porcupine quill, decorated it with the birch bark boxes as well, and employed the sweet grass in their construction to bind all the seams together. And some baskets were used for carrying their food and for carrying and storage and things like that. But what we love about the sweet fern basket is that it's beautiful. The green stays, and it stays shiny, and it's so nice. I really like it. You put it in your women's sewing accessories, and have been found inside these baskets, and popular for picnic baskets. They also had small baskets for shaping and just holding strands of hair, and baskets of crafts survive to this day for bookmarks and decorative pins and things like that with our sweetgrass. And now I'm running out of time, so I'm going to have to stop, and we'll have to get back to our basket making on another day. So just know that there are so many different ways to make baskets. The Cherokee, the Ojibwe, the Inuit, they all made baskets, pounded ash splints or braided sweetgrass, and different shapes, different weaving techniques. And if I could just explain to you a little bit better what they look like, you'd have an idea. But there is a lot of baskets in our culture. We'd like to give thank you to our supporters, the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Grant, as well as the Community Radio Service and Equipment Grant, for providing local programming. We say miigwech, safe journeys, and we'll chat with you next time on Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Keep a wobbinin'.